thank you. As we sing this song, I just want us to love the Lord. Let us love Him in His presence.
Like you. look steadfastly upon is reality. We have come that we might appear before Him. We have come that we may go from strength to strength. Grant us passage, access, and entrance. And let the ark of your covenant descend. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Pray. If you can, please take your seat if you can. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Please, ushers, help me. Just take him to my office. Let him find some time of meditation. Don't worry, take him. He needs time alone with the Lord. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Is so vast that time had to be carved out of it. Time is still part of eternity, but it's carved out. And that portion of eternity that we call time, that is carved out of the entire scope of eternity, which is the frame of reference in which our God dwells, it is a facility. It's a ground of investment that can affect eternity. Are you with me? No, you're not with me. You see, Satan and his angels rebelled against God in eternity. Now, because they rebelled against God in eternity, God could not but manifest that side of love called judgment, because they rebelled in eternity. Now, the same thing that Satan did was the same thing that Adam did, but Adam rebelled against God in time. See, there were differences in the frames of reference, and so the approach of God to the different frames of reference, even though he was dealing with the same matter, was different. Are you with me? Oh, you are not with me. We need to understand the unique potential called time. It's not always there. But it's only a man that stands in time that can invest in eternity. You cannot stand in eternity and invest in eternity. Now, so time is a unique portion carved out of eternity. It's a critical portion. And this critical portion affords us some opportunities that we lost if we were created as angels. Hallelujah. And it so happens to be that if God is going to orchestrate a purpose upon the face of the earth, he does not do it except it falls into the scope of an ordained season. Now, I know you didn't hear that. If God wants to do something in eternity, the way he does it is different from the way he will do it in time, because these are two frames of reference. Even if God utters his voice and says, be fruitful, He meets a barren woman and says, you are going to deliver. The natural process of conception and the natural gestation period will have to be followed in order for that delivery to take place. He cannot just make it instant because there is something called time. Time has its own protocol that must be observed, even if it's Jehovah that is at work. Are you still with me? And so the purposes of God are locked on specific seasons and times. And that is what the book of Proverbs makes us to understand. You see, when you were in secondary school, SS1, even though you are tired of the school and you fast and pray, it's not time to leave. Maybe there's a senior student there that has been terrible to you, and you have prayed all kinds of prayer to leave. It's not the season to leave. In fact, leaving the school is not a prayer point. Are you with me? Okay. Now, the Greek people understood the ways of God more or better than we, because there are two words for time in Greek language. We have the chronological time, the one that you don't have authority over. Just like if you are in SS1, you cannot begin to pray that God should take you out of the school, especially if you are interested in the certificate. You have to submit to the protocol of chronology and fulfill the time that is due before you can have a certificate and before it will be an accurate time for you to depart from the college. That is chronological time. Then we have the Kairos time, which is opportune time. Those days, WAEC was May, June. I don't know. No, there are so many different things now. Those days, WAEC was when? There's one strange one now that they have added, NECO. I don't know the meaning of NECO, but it's a strange manifestation. I don't know when they do that one now. Now, you may not even attend school throughout SS1, SS2. If you come during May, June, and you can sit for WAEC and you pass, you are a graduate, and you have what it takes to go to the university. Because you came at the opportune time. That's the Kairos moment. You can play with the other time, the chronological time, but the Kairos moment is an opportune time. It doesn't happen every time. Are you with that? Are you with me? Now, it takes about 4 months if you plant corn for corn to be due for harvest. All the period of preparing the farm, planting, adding manure, is so rigorous. But even if you get frustrated and say you won't harvest now, you pray and fast about it. If the due 4 months have not yet been done, there is no way you can have harvest. You are operating outside of the protocol that God has mandated creation to function with. Are you with me? Meanwhile, every bit of that chronological time is critical to achieving your expectation. In fact, the scriptures recommend the way we should attend to that chronological season, because it's a build up towards the ultimate time of opportunity. Are you with me? Now, so when you hear the scripture says that the sons of Issachar, there were men that understood the what? Notice it's in plural. Because there are two kinds of time as far as destiny is concerned. They understood what? You may not need an attack from the devil when it is chronos time. When you are planting, you are preparing the field to receive seed. Satan doesn't even have time at that time to attack you, because the attack is not relevant. That's not what he wants to attack. The attacks of the devil comes when the opportune time comes. In fact, that is the window that God says redeem. Redeem the Kairos, not the Chronos. Because what? The days. Oh my, this is my class is not. The days are what?
Evil will encroach upon that opportune time. When you are about to write WAEC, then you begin to see something. One strange headache. The days are what? The devil is aware of that opportune time. And demons will wait for you there. Because it is that time that determines whether you move into the next season or not. Satan knows that as omnipotent as God is, if he wants to do something among men, he must follow the channel of due season and time. It's a story I'm trying to tell us. There's something that happened today. I'm using scripture to talk about it. Now, so for a long time we have been praying. Actually, for 7 years we have been praying. Because God gave us a scripture. And God said, the remnant that I escaped out of Judah shall yet take root downward and bear fruit upward. That is a compass that we have been operating with. First of all, there has to be root taken before there is fruit bearing. And from what we have come to realize, the root taking that we had to do in order for us to manifest the bounties of God was for 7 years. For 7 years, we fasted. For 7 years, we prophesied. For 7 years, we preached. I hope you know that the growth of root, if the roots are growing, is still growth. But you see, nobody takes inventory of the growth of the root because it is hidden life. You are not with me. I'm trying to say something. Amen. So God said we should take root for 7 years. In fact, he forbade that we should do too much of publicity for 7 years. He did not accept noise for how many years? You see, everything you do, if it has to do with time, if we were in eternity, it would have been different. If I had time, I would have shown us the protocol of eternity. How things happen in the timeless dimension. How justice, judgment, and equity is extended. How the balances are kept. How the statutes are retained. The power that sustains the throne of God. Eternity is a frame of reference that will use all of eternity to learn the protocol of heaven, and it will not be enough because God is unending. But you see, if you are going to relate with God operating from time, there is a protocol. Are you with me? And so he gave us a strategy. You don't do God's work without a strategy. Your spiritual life must be hanging on a strategy. Your destiny must be hanging on what? On a strategy. I hope you know it's not everybody that left home today that will come back. There are powers seeking to forestall any advancement of the kingdom of God. And so if Satan planned for you, you need to plan against him. There must be a strategy. So the strategy he gave us. Because we are operating in time, so we need a strategy. If it were in eternity, would have just followed the stream of life. Oh, eternity is easier. In fact, if you don't grow here, it's easier to grow in time than to grow in eternity. It will take aeons for your rank to change in eternity. Don't think anything will change just because we got to eternity. We shall understand the better. Now, wake up. If you could not deal with Satan here so that you could gain ranking, I assure you that in eternity there are Bible colleges there. I can show you that there are some people that will just, when you come, they say, okay, you are in this class, this is your class. And then they will begin to teach you for aeons the things you refuse to learn. It it's better to grow here. Okay? And so God gave us a strategy. He said, for 7 years, we should take root. Forget about publicity. The normal things people do to make crowd come, leave that and take root. I hope you know it's no longer smart for you to go all the way in prayer expecting that our God will deliver. These days you go to Lagos and you get a sample, a mechanic of church growth. Hallelujah. Yes. Now, the last time I checked, cancer was a growth. Last time I checked, lumps are growths. So we should prioritize church health more than growth. Because there are some growths. Obesity is a growth. Have you seen somebody with an android stomach? It's a growth. Somebody that is very disciplined in the way of star, is there's android. There's an android projection. That is a growth. But not all growths are healthy growths. So if God wants to achieve something in time, He gives a strategy. For us, He gave us a period of 7 years to take root. Let me tell you something. It's not so much of an... It's not a strategy in present time to go the way of prayer and to seek to move the hand of God as the basis of your strategy. It's not so smart. Hallelujah. Because by the time you begin to go the way of prayer, what you are going to notice is that Satan is going to come against you. The kingdom of darkness will be interested in what you are doing. Meanwhile, that's the apostolic model anyway. But there are other models. But those other models will not grow God's project called church. Grow something else. Can grow a union. Student union. There was no prayer in student union. But people gathered. Pengasan, the union in my office. We don't pray. But we can go on strike and the nation will shut down without prayer. We had impact. We have punch and power without what? But if we are going to see the hand of God move, it must of necessity be by a strategy, because we are operating in time. So God gave us a 7-year strategy in the which we are expected to lie low and take root, which is hidden life. Now, you don't call somebody to say, come and see my root, because the root is covered. See, you can call somebody to see the fruit, but the root growth is not an exciting thing to show around. So, because this model was different from what I studied, what we were taught in Bible school, I had to go to my father in the Lord to ask, this strange model is not in conformity with the strategy of the Bible college. It has nothing to do with growth in form of number. Is this from God? Hallelujah. You know, he doesn't talk too much. He says it's an error to make noise too quickly. So I had to... Is what? To make noise too quickly. And so for 7 years, we kept our cool. We only print handbills once in a year, which is for this meeting. We reach out to people that came to the meeting and felt the meeting was designed for them. Those are the only people we reach out to, so that we will not gather a mixed multitude. Achan and his foes and his brothers. The emphasis from the Lord was a qualitative kind of people that can form an ecclesia. People that have sufficient ranking and capacity. The scripture speaking says 120 of such people were responsible for bringing the Holy Ghost down from heaven. Now, if we have insufficient witness in a generation, that means we don't have ranking people enough. The move of God can be forestalled. Not because God doesn't want to move. The problem is that we are domiciled in time. And in relating with that commodity called time, God's approach is different. And many other factors that would have been irrelevant
are relevant because we operate where?
So I want to announce to you that the 7-year period will just finish now. This meeting is the proclamation of a new dawn. Now,
amen.
Interestingly, Satan was also aware of the movement, because the Bible says, redeeming the Kairos, for the days are evil. Have you read your scripture? When the Bible says, I will restore to you the years that the caterpillar have eaten, the years that the canker worms have eaten, the years that the palmer worm have eaten, the years that the locusts have eaten. Now, do you take your time to look at that scripture? He didn't say that locust ate grass. What did he eat? Yes. It's a time-induced locust that feasts on Kairos moments. You are not with me. Okay. Now, there's a mighty evangelist those days while we were in school. He was in charge of a fellowship that was rising, breaking out, and there was grace on his life. And just like we give our lives to Christ, he gave his own life to a damsel. You know, he was God. Jesus. Now, during a heated prayer meeting, the damsel would just come by the window and be like this. He would say, the Holy Ghost is saying, you continue. Now, that's what we mean, that he gave his life to what? Now, you can actually give your life to many things. But he chose what? A damsel. And he did that damsel thing. Amen. He gave his life to what? Anything you give your life to, we influence it. So the damsel was diligent to ensure that the life was influenced according to her image and her likeness. She always has need of him whenever he's hot in the anointing. And she comes like this. See, a damsel's hand like this can be powerful. Jesus. He was the one that was responsible for the jam form that gave her the admission. He paid the school fees throughout. He had two Okada running in town that time. And most of what came in through the Okada ended up where? Not at the apostles' feet. Where? Damsel. Then when she graduated and was serving in Mina, she was on camp. Then the guy took a flower, traveled all the way to Mina, and then proposed. And then the damsel looked at him and said, no. A caterpillar had eaten 7 years. You are not seeing it. Is caterpillar that ate what? 7 years. 7 years that cannot be refunded. You see, even the bank, sometimes they refund money. When you go to use an ATM and they don't discharge money, after 24 hours, there's a reverse financial policy. They give you refund. Even without you going to the bank, a refund is orchestrated. Hallelujah. Now, those are 7 years of locust infection. Locust, you know, locust is 7-7. By the time you have 2 locust bites, 14 years of your life have been compromised. Now, so the Bible says, I will restore the years that what? They didn't eat grass from the farm. They attacked what? Years. And so the Bible says, redeeming the Kairos. Because what? The days are evil. There must be a strategy. Now, for 7 years, the Lord said the strategy will be that we will take root. When we are diligent in taking root, then the next 7 years that will come will be time to bear fruit. Hallelujah. While we were taking root, news hit the town that some people have come to town, all they know how to do is prayer. Somebody wanted to come and wed here, and a bishop in town was trying to discourage the person that we are not a functional church. We only know how to pray. Now, in the wedding, if you come, it's just, they'll just be praying. That was not time to argue. It was time to what? Take root. And it was for 7 years. When the 7th year was accomplished, which was in March, then a sign appeared in heaven. And it was clear that the clouds were becoming heavy because God was going to respond. Have you read your Bible? In Acts 14, verse 1 to 3, especially verse 3, it's a long time abode they, speaking boldly in the Lord. They did that for how long? Long time. Now, there are some things you cannot do in short term. It must be a long term spiritual investment to get the hand of God to move on a particular level. And so the Bible says what? Long time about day, speaking what? Boldly in the Lord. Which gave testimony unto the word of his grace, and granted that signs and wonders be done by their hands. Now listen. You know, when you invest in business, there is something we call, financial people call, return on investment. R-O-N. The return on investment is actually the incentive that you derive from the business venture. Now that scripture is shaped in such a way that it opens us up to an understanding that for every spiritual investment that is engaged, if it is engaged sufficiently for the time allocated by heaven, there is bound to be a return on that investment. Are you with me? Now so the Bible says, long time, about day. The time was not mentioned because it is not the same for everybody, the time factor. And so for us, God recommended a time schedule of taking root for 7 years. Now, the aftermath of that particular prerequisite is what we call the return on the investment. Long time about day. What did they do? They spoke boldly. There was conviction inside of their spirit. They uttered words that were in line with their convictions. They preached, they prayed, they prophesied long time. It was like a seed being invested. Then the Bible says, God gave testimony. That means suddenly the sovereign hand of God was activated into operation. But before they could secure the manifestation of the sovereign hand of God, they did something for a long time. Long time. That time factor for every preacher is different. For someone like T.D. Jakes, it took 17 years. Long time about day. And for 17 years, he preached better messages than he's preaching today. But he had not fulfilled the time requirement because when God is going to operate through the through time, there is a protocol attached to his operation in time that man must submit to before his capacity and his favor on a particular life can be isolated and activated. A wise man must understand his time. If you don't know your time, you will not understand the circles of the attack of the enemy upon your life. You see, Satan keeps time. Occultic people keep time. Astrologers keep time. Sometimes, astrologers keep for 120 years. Two generations are informed about an upcoming spiritual event that will provide the potential of a higher level of demonic power. They can wait for 120 years. When that time comes, you begin to see demonic intercessors from all parts of the world gather in a strategic city where the portal is to open. And they begin to conduct sacrifices so that they can establish the hold of darkness in that region and use that as a footing to extend the reign of the devil, even though his reign is illegal. Now you see, the average believer does not understand time and how it is a tool that we must respond to with wisdom. Hallelujah. The Bible says they that compare themselves with themselves, they're not wise, because our time frame is different. The truth of the matter is that the man that is constructing a skyscraper, the time it will take for him to lay the foundation is different from the time that it will take to build the hut. You are the only one that can understand the mandate that is upon your life. And even if you are accurate with God, there are parts of the mandate that you will not know in some seasons. The operating system of our work with God is called faithfulness. When a man is faithful on a particular level, God begins to open the borders of the next level. Now, it's very easy for you to have missed God, but you are still receiving revelation from God. Because Abraham was told to leave his father's house, leave his country, leave his kindred. He left his country, he left his kindred, but he did not leave his father's house. But yet God still appeared to him. I have gone beyond the point when I assess my accuracy by visions and appearances and encounters. I've gone beyond that. The reference point of my life is the initial mandate that God has placed upon me. That one, I was not looking for a mandate before he came. He is very clear. But when you are looking for something, the reason why you came is because you are looking for something. It is likely that you will not hear accurately, because an idol can be established upon your heart. Your reference point is your initial mandate. Heaven and earth may pass away, but that mandate will linger. In fact, that is your definition. Are you with me? Somebody can be there praying, you say, God is coming. But the person is dissociated from the original mandate. And meanwhile, God cannot be mocked. May the Lord help us not to hide behind visions. Amen. When you have strayed from the mandate. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
The visions are coming. I saw this place, I saw that. I saw this. We don't understand that we are open to the operation of familiar spirits when we are not in alignment with God. Meanwhile, the fact that somebody says God says is not a substitute for what the Bible says. May the Lord give you understanding in Jesus' name. Alright, so he gave us that strategy. This is the end of route taking. Now we'll take giant steps. And the devil is aware of this Kairos season, and he visited us mightily. In fact, I'm even... That generator that is working, that is powering this AC, was the first thing he struck. And the thing stopped working. So I was actually coming here to announce to you that this, my talk, is to apologize for heat. Because heat will be part of the service. I didn't know that the angels will arrive. Hallelujah. Satan was aware and he showed up. But he's welcome. Because the Bible says that the church is ordained to teach principalities and powers the manifold wisdom of God. So many, he tried to do so many things, but we are still here. There is a voice that will rise from this nation. It will bear the accurate stature of the apostolic perspective of God's purpose concerning the church. It will bring healing and restoration to the black race. And then we will stand together to invade the lands of the white men, the places where the gospel came from, we'll take it back, not in the same way it came. There should be return on investment. You know, they came with truth. We will go back with truth and power. So that time has come. And the tablets of God speak plainly. I welcome you to the season of a bountiful harvest. The chronos time has been fulfilled. And the opportune time has come. Weep not. For the lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. I hope you saw the basket. That's our symbol. We feed the territory, not just with physical food, but also with spiritual substance. And you will be dazed before you get back to your city. God bless you in Jesus' name. Matthew chapter 16, as we kick off. Amen. All right, maybe we'll do it from verse 13 so that we can understand the context. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets." And he said unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjuna, for flesh and blood had not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Hallelujah. One thing is sure. We have seen that the recovery of this land is about to begin. No, don't be quick to say amen. There's a responsibility attached. There's a 4-year prayer requirement that will have to support the incoming government in order for it to stabilize. Now, if the church does not provide this reinforcement and support, let us not blame anybody for the resultant effect. I speak in parables. Hallelujah. Now, that's the scripture of emphasis, and that's where we'll be running from. I don't know. My friend is here. I know she will not want me to introduce her, but you need to start knowing her now. She's one of us. And we are under obligation to ensure that she succeeds in that which God has placed upon her life. Hallelujah. Now, people of our caliber don't come to church. But she's coming to church because she's a Christian. And she needs the support of the church to fulfill her mandate in the State House of Assembly. She just won the elections again, and she's coming back as a legislator. I want to make welcome our sister in Jesus' name. Amen. Now the time has come for the ecclesia of God to begin to take the center stage in driving the affairs of our land and our nation. And if there is any time that God needs a voice in the quarters and the corridors of power, it is now. Especially in Benue State. You know, we have been kept in bondage for so long, and we need to understand how to sing the song of liberty again. God will bestow grace upon you as you stand for Him in the State House, amidst wolves, amidst people, Gentiles. And we are confident that the wisdom of God will sail through in that house. Not every battle is fought on the war field. Some are fought in the courtroom. God will give you a mouth and a wisdom that your adversaries will not be able to resist or gainsay. In Jesus' name.